2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
DFS Army's first look NBA breakdown brought to you by Fantasy Draft, the home of Rake Free Daily Fantasy Sports. I'm Cash Keg, and today I'll be doing a game-by-game breakdown. We've got a nice 12-gamer today, talking about lineup construction using Fantasy Draft, talking top plays, some values. I think we got one lock play today. But for that, if you're not following me on Twitch, please give me a follow. Turn on those notifications when you know I go live. And if you're not a member of DFS Army, then use promo code Twitch, save yourself 20% off, and get in there. NFL's winding down, but we don't at DFS Army. College basketball's in full swing. PGA's here again. MMA's here. We got everything, and that's all included. Don't nickel and dime me over here, man. We give you a little bit of everything. So join us, man. We got, like I said, a lot of news. 12-game slate. Only had one game last night. We only got three tomorrow, so enjoy some basketball today. We're just not going to have a whole lot tomorrow, and then Friday we'll have a good slate. So, what's up, Driz? How you doing, man? What's going on in your neck of the woods, man? A lot of games. Let's just start getting a little bit of injury news here. Joel Embiid is out. He's been out for a while with that crazy nasty finger he has, so we're going to see the same cats going to get the boost. You know, Richardson, Horford, Harris, Simmons. Probably see a lot of people chase that Simmons game, but up against Toronto, I think I'm more just on the Richardson, Horford, and Harris train. But, again, big slate. He's always in play for big games. Jaylen Brown is questionable. So, if he is out, a lot of these guys are cheap across the industry or Boston. It's a pace-up matchup for Memphis. We're going to look at, you know, getting Hayward in our lineups if Brown is out. Smart as well. You know, we still have Walker. I love playing Walker in pace-up matchups like this. So, you know, him and Tatum are well in play here. This whole team is. And again, if you look at prices across the industry, they're extremely cheap. Steven Adams is questionable. This is one we really have to look at here a little bit. Both with Adams and Noel questionable, it might force this team to go small against Orlando. But if they are both out, man, Vooch is going to just tear this OKC team up. They might have to go small. They got Muscala, but he's going to be forced to play 25-plus minutes. But they could go small and play out our Schroeder as well. So we got to watch this. If one of them's out, if Adams is out and Noel plays, then I love Noel and vice versa. So really have to watch out for that. Derek Favors is questionable. But the big thing is Zion's back, man. First game we get him all season. I don't think he's going to be playable for me in most standpoints except for FanDuel. They have him at 4,500. Probably only sees 20, 22 minutes in this game. But at 4,500, he's going to want to go out there and show, you know, why he was the number one pick. And it's against the Spurs. So have some interest there. You know, it's Zion, man. I can't pay the prices on 5K for DraftKings, 9,600 on Fantasy Draft. I don't know, you know. Not a whole lot of ceiling there, but 4,500 on FanDuel, real interest there. If we look at the Clipper situation, is extremely interesting. So we know Kawhi Leonard does not play back-to-backs. Played yesterday in that single game. He's not going to play today. He's doubtful. He just hasn't played one all year. Paul George is doubtful. If he sits and with Kawhi out, you're basically just going to lock in Lou Williams. I mean, he's going to have to do everything. It's against Atlanta. They got like 119 implied team total. We also have, I think, Patrick Beverley is doubtful as well. So it just gives more offense focused on Lou Williams, and it's almost just a lock play if both of those guys are out. And you can even match him up with Harrell as well. Harrell's, you know, fantastic with Lou. Lose the priority, but no problem playing Harrell as well. Those guys are going to do all the damage for that team. And those are the two guys I would look at focusing on. if we do see Paul George not suit up. Jamal Murray is out. So, again, we'll probably see Monte Morris starting again. We do have some more injury news on that entire team. We have guys, where are we at with Denver? Yeah. So Plumlee is out. Millsap is out. Jamal Murray is out. So, you know, Grant's still going to get the starting nod here, power forward. We'll see Michael Porter Jr. off the bench. We'll hope Malone will give that dude a run because he is legit. So both Porter and Grant are in play. Morris starting will be in play. Barton's and Jokic are the guys I want to look at. This team's really interesting with how short they're going to be, especially Plumlee out. We're probably going to see a lot more of Michael Porter Jr. back those guys up with Grant. So have some interest there. Like I said, that'll be a place that we can definitely look to get some value at. Let's see. Marcus Morris, he is questionable. If he's out, I don't really like this matchup at all against the Lakers. You know, RJ Barrett is out. You know, with Marcus Morris, I think the Lakers are just going to smash him here. You could look at Randall, I guess, a little bit. But, you know, maybe you want to look at point guards and look at Elf on a Shelf. But I really don't have a whole lot of interest in this game in general. For Chicago, we have Gafford and Carter out. So probably going to see some Luke Kornet playing some more minutes. Markkanen, I guess a little Thad Young, but not a situation that I extremely love. It's against Memphis, so Cat should be able to just eat these guys up. Like I said, if you want to play some Kornet and Markkanen, I guess, but no one I'm like dying to play. We talked about Pat Bev being doubtful, you know, as he got hurt last game. So, like I said, a lot of these Clippers are going to be in play, but again, the lock play is Lou Williams. And then Nerlens Noel. We talked a little bit about him with Steven Adams. Definitely going to have to figure out what they're going to do with the big men here. So, if they're both out, man, they're going to be a mess here, and Vooch should absolutely eat. Everything else is not really that impactful. Like Detroit, we got Frazier still out. Jackson's questionable. Drummond's questionable. If Drummond does sit, you know, we got Dumbuya, Wood, Morris. All those guys will get some minutes. I like Dumbuya, Wood's upside. Yeah, we'll have to see with Drummond a little bit. And then I said, you know, with the Pelicans, it's basically the Zion show here. I don't really have any interest. I don't know how they're going to play as a team together. So I'm just going to look at, you know, playing Zion on FanDuel, and I don't have a whole lot else here. You know, Kendrick Williams is out. Hart's questionable. Okafor's questionable. Favors questionable. But first game back, Zion. Can't see him playing more than 25 minutes. I think it's going to be more 20-22. Ease him back in. He's the face of that franchise going forward. So, again, on a slate this big, you don't really have to take too many hard stands on certain teams. So, we'll just look at that. And then, yeah, I guess Orlando, we still have DJ Augustin out. But Wendell, who is doesn't do a whole lot. Carter Williams is back, so he's still going to play the backup point guard from Fultz. That's the big part of the news. Again, we really need to see what's going on here with those OKC bigs. So let's head on over and look at some contests around fantasy drafts and start talking the games, breaking them down. So, Fantasy Draft has a nice $30,000 pick and roll. Again, no rake. You know, $25 in. Get in this bad boy. I think we have $3K up top. Nice flat payout structure. Really enjoy this. Even if you get 10th, it's a nice $200 for $25. You only got to beat 1,200 more people. Thanks for the sub there, Paul. Appreciate it, man. Really appreciate it. And so these are the things that, you know, contests that I like to look at, and especially the no rake thing, like we talked about. You know, these other FanDuel and DraftKings are 16% rake. There's no reason to do it. Again, 3K up top on this. You only got to beat 1,159 other entrants to take that. And it's a 2X min. It's just a great, great structure here. So head on over to Fantasy Draft, man. Sign up. Let's start digging in this monster slate, 12-gamer. We're going game by game. 76ers at the Raptors. Again, the Raptors are starting to get healthy here. This is a pretty low 217.5 over-under with Toronto favored by 7. So, again, with Embiid out, we got guys like on the 76ers side. Simmons at 17.6 is a little expensive for me going up against Toronto here. He's always going to be in play. He had a massive game last time out against Brooklyn, put up 82. I don't think we'll see that again, but as long as he's going to the hoop and he's pushing, really like some of these, some of these other guys like Harris, Horford, Richardson. Richardson's way too cheap. But again, Toronto is starting to get healthy. I don't think any of these guys are must plays at all. You know, Simmons is definitely a GPP play. No problem playing him. But if you're looking for some cash guys, I would rather sit on these Richardson, Horford, Harris. But, they have 105 implied team total on a 12-game slate. Nobody need to force in at all. Horford is 6'9 on FanDuel, 6'8 on DraftKings. Tobias Harris is 6'4 on FanDuel, 7'3 on DraftKings. So he's probably, if we're looking at a guy to play, Harris on FanDuel is probably just priced too cheap comparatively to these other sites. Over here, it's probably Richardson for me. But again, I would stick to those four guys. Of course, Simmons had the big upside, but that's a big ask on this against this team. On the Toronto side, like I said, they're starting to get healthy. Siakam's back in the flow. We got Van Fleet back. This is too cheap for Van Fleet and Lowry. It really is. They got 112 implied team total here. I wouldn't play both of these guys in the same lineup. I kind of lean more Van Fleet. Just when Van Fleet plays, he just takes so much away from Lowry. And it's now if we pull up Lowry salary on, was it FanDuel? On DraftKings. 6'6 on DraftKings. 8K on FanDuel, and just stay away. 12-2 on Fantasy Draft, and DraftKings is the where I'm most interested in. But I still prefer Fred VanVleet. The minutes are starting to turn up. If he sniffs 30, 33 minutes, he can crush this price tag. So he's the kind of guy that I really like here. I know Powell's been getting it done off the bench. Ibaka's going to go back to the bench with Siakam there. Appreciate the follow there, man. Gasol starting at 9,500 makes interesting, piece as well. It's just with this team starting to get healthy, that's where you're sticking with. And to me, they're all too cheap. Siakam, Lowry, Van Fleet, even Gasol here in fantasy draft. And I would probably rank them Van Fleet my favorite. Then Gasol, then Lowry, and then Siakam. Again, Siakam 12-7 is too cheap. Something's not right with him. You kind of see, he's not sniffed over 30 minutes. I still think he can get 30, 32 minutes. He's proven he's almost a 1.2 fantasy point per minute with almost a 29% usage over the season. We're just not seeing the same Ibaka. And, he can explode anytime. And if you can get him at low ownership on a slate this big, he does make a little bit of sense. But all these, secondary and treasury plays, I have no interest in on a slate this big. Let's head on over to the Kings and the Pistons. This has a 223 over-under with, looks like Sacramento's favored by 1. So, close spread. On the Sacramento side, it's basically the Bagley show here, man. 12-2, he's back from injury. Minutes are starting to creep up a bunch. We probably see him for 33, 34 minutes over the last 2 weeks since he's been back, over a fantasy point per minute, 23% usage. Just way too cheap for him. I mean, I throw him in cash games and be overweight in tournaments as well. He's only 5-1 on FanDuel. Like, FanDuel doesn't get the memo. Just plug and play there for me. DraftKings 6-5 is a little bit more expensive. I like to play, but on FanDuel, it's probably the best play. And then Again, over here in Fantasy Draft, no problem playing that price tag. Buddy Hield went nuts the other day. Absolutely went nuts for a 50-burger there against Miami. I'm not chasing those points. It was a tough matchup. Who knew he was going to get that? With Darren Fox back, you just don't know what's going to happen. 12-5, yeah, cheap enough ask for him. On a slate this big, I don't have a lot of interest for Darren Fox at 15-2. Fox is, 8-4 on FanDuel, 8-3 on DraftKings. You're not getting the discount. You know, Buddy Hield is 5-3 on FanDuel, so that makes it a little interesting. You know, that's just too cheap. I don't know who prices these guys over at FanDuel, but geez. But 12-5 over here in Fantasy Draft, not something that I'm really looking at. He's $25 on Yahoo. Again, kind of expensive. So I would just look at, it's the Bagley here for me. We'll probably see Kent Bazemore. You know, he's probably going to be his first game here over from getting traded from Portland. I think that does hurt Bogdanovich a little bit. You know, some of these guys, maybe the place on the shooting guard and the wings, maybe Harrison Barnes minutes come down a little bit with Baze coming in here. So, but for me, it's just Bagley and just move on. Over in the Pistons, again, we talk about Drummond being questionable. If he was out, we get to see some of these other guys, you know, step up. Wood, Marcus Morris, he's too cheap. Wood at 76 would be really interesting if Drummond were to sit. If Drummond and Morris were both to sit, Dumbuya is 9-3. Again, too cheap. Those are the guys I'm looking at. Rose's minutes have been up a little bit. He did go to management and asked, you know, if he could play a little bit more minutes. Saw 34 last game. Again, I think he's a trade candidate at some point, you know, to go to a contender. Read a couple articles, you know, maybe the Sixers are looking at him or the Lakers, and boy, that'd be scary. The guy's showing, you know, he's a former MVP of the league, that he can just get it done. He can flat out score. So 13-1 over here on Fantasy Draft. What is he over on FanDuel? 7K, DraftKings 7K. Those prices I'm not too interested in. But against Sacramento, no problem playing a little bit of Derrick Rose. And that's about it. Again, if Drummond's out, we can look at these cheap front court guys, and then it's Derrick Rose. And that's about it. I have no interest in these other guys on a slate this size. Even if Drummond does play, I don't know. I mean, it's 111 team total on a slate this size. He's not that cheap. Like, you know, 17K on fantasy drafts, a bunch of money. You know, I mean, to get 3X, he needs over 50 points. FanDuel at 10-3, DraftKings at 9-4. Very playable, but I don't think it's someone that I'll actually go to today. I think I look on Harrell a little bit more today with those injuries to the Clips. Let's head over here to Thunder at Orlando. This game is a 209.5 over under. Man, barn burner there. With Orlando favored by 1.5, like we talked about the beginning, running down the injuries here. The big watch here is Noel and Adams. If one of them sits, I want to play, and the other one plays, I want to play the other one, and vice versa. So really need to watch this. And if they both sit, like we said, Mike Muscala is probably going to be forced into playing 25 minutes, 20 minutes or so. We can see how awesome he is. 25 minutes, 8 fantasy points, 26 minutes, 10 fantasy points. Yeah, don't get overly excited because he's playing that many minutes. For me, the big guys I want to play is the guards. You know, they can easily run three guards, you know, with CP3, Schroeder, you know, SGA, and then maybe Gallinari can play some five as well. So I think that boosts if both those guys to sit, Gallinari's rebounds would go up, and I'd have some interest in Gallinari here at 12-7 on Fantasy Draft. He's only 5-9 on FanDuel. Fantastic price there, like everybody is, it seems to be. 6-9 on DraftKings, so it's more of a FanDuel play or a Fantasy Draft for me. And that's it. It's just three guards and Gallinari. Even if Muscala's going to play, I just don't think he has the upside to get there. You might see some more Bazley. We did have Dort start the other game at 6K. You know, he played 32 minutes, put up 13. Again, one of those guys that the usage is just going to sit with the three guards and Gallinari. And they suck up all the usage. They're all about the same, around 22 to 25%. There's no one that's really sucking up, you know, all the usage. And so I would just look at getting some of those guys in your lineup. Over here on the Magic side, like we talked about, if those big guys are out for OKC, I have a lot of interest in Vooch here. He should be able to dominate anybody that they put. You know, for me, it's always the minutes that he plays. You know, he never seems to go over 33 minutes. But 8-3 on FanDuel, 8-3 on DraftKings, $38 on Yahoo, you know, 15-2 here. Just pretty damn safe play all around if those guys are out. And that's about it. Like, I guess you could look at Aaron Gordon in tournaments at 11-2. But with a 105 implied team total in a matchup that's, you know, I'm not too excited to play first game of the night, I just not overly excited. I guess you could look at Fultz or Gordon, maybe a Fournier here, but on this slate, I would just do a hard pass. Because the next game is where we're going to get some great value. And we talked about this a little bit. LA Clippers going to Atlanta. 234.5 over under. The Clippers are favored by 4. Now, if both those guys hit, we know Kawhi's not gonna play here. And if Paul George sits as well, you just lock in Lou Williams and just move on. He's just extremely too cheap for the usage that he's going to get. Already over the last couple weeks, he's at a 1.27 fantasy points per minute, putting up over a 30% usage. The usage is still going to climb. He might climb to 40% usage if both those guys out. And again, Montrezl Harrell, way too cheap. The minutes are going to be there. Just should absolutely crush. Love both of these guys. No problem locking both of these guys in your lineup, especially if Beverly sits as well as he's doubtful. And then we come down to these secondary pieces for the Clippers. And as you can see, all these guys are cheap. Zubac might have to play some more minutes, 8,500. Landry Shamet, 7-3. No problem playing a little Landry Shamet. You know, he came in and not smashed, but if we get 3x, 20, 25 out of him, you'll love that. For me, though, just lock in Lou Williams and Harrell and move on your way. If you guys want to look at a guy like Shamet, I guess you could, but I just don't think you have to on this slate. You know, on a slate this large, I want those guys that are going to have a chance to get me 40-plus, and these guys, Lou and Harrell, can easily put up 40-plus here. So that's where I'm going to be looking. On the Atlanta side of the ball, again, it's most generally Trae Young, 17-4. A lot of that defensive prowess gets pushed off the court when you're looking at, you know, Pat Bev, you're looking at Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. All those guys are just great defenders. And with all those three off the court, you know, they're not the same Clippers. So I have no problem looking at a Trae Young at 17-4 on this slate. John Collins at 13-1 is way too cheap. Really like that. He is 7-6 on FanDuel, 7-1 on DraftKings. I have no problem playing him at all on any of these on any of these sites today. That is just way too cheap. And if you're looking to run back, you know, part of your Clipper stack, it's probably Collins or Trae for me. No problem paying up for Trae if you want to, but, you know, if we're looking around this 12-13 range to build a more balanced lineup, if there's no, like, obvious cheap chalk, it's Collins for me. And then these other guys don't have a whole lot of interest here. It's basically just Young and Collins. I'm going to get slates this big. You don't have to get, you know, too cute here. But if you want to go like a Kevin Huerter at 10-4, I think he's a little overpriced. DeAndre Hunter at 8-7. You could talk me into him, I guess. But, you know, these guys are less than a fantasy point per minute, and they're going to play around 30 minutes. No one that I'm absolutely in love with. So, I would just probably stick to Collins and Trae Young and move on. Let's go to Memphis at Boston. On the Memphis side of the ball, one thing we noticed a little bit is Ja Morant's minutes are starting to climb up a little bit. Last three games, 34, 33, 36. You know, before he seemed to be, you know, capped at around that 30, 32-minute mark. And to see him play a few extra minutes, really like to see it. 14,000 over here on Fantasy Draft is a fair price. 8-1 on FanDuel is a little expensive. 7-6 on DraftKings, I kind of like that. You know, it's a 231.5 over under with Boston favored by 7. So, again, yeah, it's Boston. But, you know, John Morant, you know, that kid's going to be a legit superstar in the league. He is fun to watch. Basically, it's Morant for me, and then I can never trust Joval's minutes. Valanciunas, 12-8. He just never hardly creeps over 30 minutes. They got 32 minutes against Cleveland. 30 minutes. He can do a ton of damage in not very much time, but I would rather play a guy like Jaren Jackson Jr. or Triple J, 12-3. The minutes are there for him, so it's basically Morant and Triple J for me. On the Celtics side, we talked about how Jaylen Brown is questionable. And if he does sit, you know, it's going to open up that usage and time for everybody. And that's, I love Gordon Hayward, 11-4, really too cheap. Kimball Walker in a pace-up matchup, love him at 13-9. And these are all cheap. Walker is only 6-8 on FanDuel. 7-4 on DraftKings is a little bit more expensive, but 6-8 on FanDuel is retarded. Gordon Hayward, let's look at DraftKings. He's 5-8, so that's really cheap. FanDuel, he's 5-8. 11-4 fantasy draft, just extremely cheap. So these Boston guys in the pace-up matchup, you're going to want to get a piece of them. I don't think we're going to see that, you know, 60, 70-point bomb out of Smart because Walker is playing. So he went off when Brown and Walker both sat. So with Walker playing, I don't really have a ton of love for Smart. But if Brown sits, he is in play. But I would focus on your Hayward, Tatum, and Walker. And Tatum's one of those guys, you know, take with a grain of salt. You don't know what he's ever going to do. He's got all the skill in the world. 1.2 fantasy point per minute over the last 2 weeks. 28% usage. Leads the team in usage. They've been all up and down with basically, you know, guys in and out of that lineup hurt. So, again, I would look at more of the Hayward or Walker. We'll throw Walker in this lineup, but I would play at least one of these guys in your lineup. And, again, they are just too cheap around the industry. If Brown does sit. Thanks for the follow there, Cody Love. Let's head on over to the Lakers at the Knicks. We have a 222 over under with the Lakers favored by 10.5. Now, we saw Anthony Davis come back the other day against Boston. I guess the last 2 weeks, but against Boston, put 22 minutes. If we hear that there's no minutes restriction on him and he's going to play, you know, 32, 33 minutes, I have no problem playing him against the Knicks or in the, you know, it's the New York Knicks, man. They are horrible. We have to check news and make sure you check news in the Slack and make sure those guys, you know, we let you know how many minutes he's going to play. Hopefully we get some news that, you know, there's no minute restriction, and he's going to play full allotment of minutes. That has some interest in him. If he's not, then LeBron James at 19K. No problem with playing any one of these guys. But if we hear some, you know, minutes restriction for Davis, that's when we go LeBron James. Frenchie says Brown just ruled out. Awesome. So like I said, back to the Boston real quick. With Brown ruled out, again, you're going to want to play I might play Walker and Hayward here. I'll throw them both in this lineup as we're going through it. But, yeah, that's just more love for Walker and Hayward here. Really love both of them. But here on the Lakers, like I said, to me, on a slate this large and with Davis going to play, it just comes in minutes, it's really LeBron or AD and no one that I have to have. On the Knicks side of the ball, we talked about, you know, we know Barrett's already out. Morris is, you know, questionable. I just don't love it. They're 105 implied team total. No one that I absolutely love to play. Tournament play might be interesting. It's like Mitch Robb, you know, if maybe he gets some blowout run at 8-9. We know that, you know, he can put up some big numbers if given time. But it's a real tough matchup. You know, maybe if you want to look at Julius Randle playing his old team again, 13-7. You know, if Marcus Morris is out, I guess you could go there. I don't hate it at that price. Let's see his price over there on FanDuel at 7-8. I don't really like that. 7-6 on DraftKings. He's going to be sub 10% owned. Over here on Fantasy Draft, though, at 13-7, that's probably my favorite price. But, yeah, there's upside there. But, again, really hard matchup. So no one that I'm absolutely in love with in that game. I don't really like that game. Let's head on over to the Wizards at the Heat. 229.5 over under. Miami is favored by 10 in this game. Big year. Bradley Beal, 13-8, is just way too cheap. Saul's minutes come up to 33 last game. We should probably expect, 33, 35 minutes out of Beal, And this, it's a not a, a great matchup against Miami, but all the usage in the world goes to Beal. I mean, he's over 36% usage and almost 1.2 fantasy point per minute over the last 2 weeks. And, that's basically for the season, he's 1.26, 34% usage. So anytime you guys get guy in the 30% usage, he sucks everything else out of this team. I have no interest in anyone else in this team except Beal, and it's just too cheap. Excuse me. Beal's 7-2 on FanDuel, 7-2 on DraftKings. Yeah. Again, just too cheap. Not a must play, maybe not even a cash play, but at that price, it's just way too cheap. So over on the Heat, it's 119 implied team total. So one of the higher implied team totals on the slate. Bam should just be able to eat these guys alive. Washington front court, they're horrendous defensively. You're going to want some part of Miami at some point. I think for me, it's mostly Bam and Jimmy Butler here. Bam probably the safest of the two at 15-4. You want that 45 points. I think he can get you there. Again, the matchup is great. Has a 40 burger, 54 against the Spurs. So there is upside even at that price point. But for me, it's Bam. Don't really, again, have much interest for any of these other guys. If all the guards are back healthy, with Butler, Dragic, Nunn, Hero, it just kind of muddles up everything. So I'd rather just take Bam and move on here. Like I said, Butler should play, so it screws up the rest of those guys. So if you want to take a shot on Dragic 11-2, I guess it's okay, but I don't have a whole lot of interest here. Let's head on over to the Nuggets and the Rockets. Now, we are going to get some value here. It's a 229.5 over-under, and Houston's only favored by 8.5, which is pretty shocking to me. I figured it'd be a little bit more than that. We talked about all these guys out. Millsap out, Gary Harris out, Plumlee's out, Jamal Murray's out. So we're going to see Monte Morris starting at 9-4. I have no problem, again, against Houston, no problem going here. He is priced at 4K on FanDuel, 4.8 on DraftKings. Going to be pretty popular in this slate. He's one of the better value plays. On this lineup, he actually fits right into here. Let's just building this lineup out. He's probably one of the better value plays even up against these guys. But, no problem sliding him in there. Barton at 14-4. Now, we're starting to get a little expensive on Barton, but they're going to be shorthanded, and he's going to play a ton of minutes. He gets all the usage here. 6-5 on FanDuel is way too cheap. 14-4, a little expensive over here on Fantasy Draft. 7-4 on DraftKings. He's more of a FanDuel play for me at 6. That's just really too cheap on FanDuel. Like I said, Michael Porter Jr. with Plumlee out, with a lot of these front court guys out. Jeremy Grant's going to get the start. Jersey831, appreciate the follow, man. Grant's going to get the start. Porter will come in. Porter had a monster game. Put a 48 fantasy points there against Minnesota. So problem is Malone is their coach. Malone's an idiot. And I don't understand why he just doesn't play this guy way more minutes than he should. I mean, he's shown that he can just put up massive points. They're going to need scoring. Love the upside for Porter. Again, let's check his price real quick on FanDuel and Fantasy. He's 5-3 on FanDuel, 6-6 on DraftKings. Have a lot of interest on Porter at FanDuel at 5-3. Yahoo's $15. I mean, geez, just lock him in there. Over here, Jeremy Grant, 11K. Ryan Ballin, thanks for the follow, man. Over here on Jeremy Grant, he's going to play a ton of minutes, going to start. No problem playing him at all. He's 4-2 on FanDuel, way too cheap. 5-6 on DraftKings. I don't really like that. But the upside play is more going to be on Porter Jr. Grant's more of a defender. Can still put things up there, but as long as Porter's going to be putting up the numbers he is, I prefer the Porter side in tournaments. But But Grant, no problem playing him as well. You can pair them both together if you want to at their prices on FanDuel. Just way too cheap. But that's it. You know, the Joker at 69 is in play, but I would look at these cheaper pieces. You know, Monte Morris, Grant, Porter, and Barton. And again, on FanDuel, they're all almost free. So that's where I would be looking for value. Over on the Rocket side, it's the same old show here. You know, it's just kind of a broken record. You play Clint Capella at 13-4, Westbrook and Harden. I mean, that's all I'm looking for. I ain't looking at anybody else. Not when they're all healthy. When this team is entirely healthy, that's all you look at. And Capella's way too cheap at 13-4. They're going to need his size up against Joker. No problem playing Clint Capella here at 13-4. No problem sliding him right in. And then Harden and Westbrook, I just slightly prefer Harden when they're this close in salary. You know, they're about 2K apart here on Fantasy Draft. 119 applied team total. They're going to put up some points. You know, 11-4 on FanDuel, 11-2 on DraftKings for Harden. Really like that. More on FanDuel than DraftKings. Let's look at Westbrook's price a little bit. He's 9-9 on FanDuel, 9-8 on DraftKings. Again, I would just prefer Harden. But you can play either one of them, you know. I ain't playing on a 12-game slate. Don't look at anybody else but those three. Let's head on over to Minnesota-Chicago. 220.5 over under. Minnesota favored by one. Cat's been back a while now. 19K. 35 minutes last game against Denver. Put up a 50 spot. He is 10-1 on FanDuel. I would much rather play Cat on FanDuel than for cheaper than I would Drummond. So, no problem playing Cat in this matchup. Pretty cheap over on FanDuel. DraftKings 10-4, Fantasy Draft 19K is a little expensive. I don't know if I'll have the funds to get him. I kind of like these. Fantasy Draft really like this 11 to 13K range. There's just a lot of guys to look at. So, but with Cat here, it just hurts everybody else. Wiggins, you know, Napier. I don't really have any interest here. I mean, you could look at Wiggins, I guess, but. For me, it's just Cat on this team and move on. You know, they got a 110 implied team total. You know, with these salaries, I mean, Wiggins is too cheap. But I just have a hard time going to him with Cat back. He just kind of eats into that usage. You know, Cat's almost at a 30% usage for the season, 1.53 fantasy point per minute. So it's just Cat or bust here. Over on the Bulls side, they got about a 109.5 implied team total. Again, that front court is pretty thin with Gafford out and Wendell Carter Jr. out. So, you know, LaVine just does about everything here. 16-3 is a little pricey for me. Again, it's Minnesota, you know, played in Minnesota. If you want to look at that angle, it's just more of a defensive thing for me. I think he's a great tournament play. No money you look for in cash. 8-8 in FanDuel, 9K in DraftKings. He's just priced way up to the point you can't play him in cash games at all. Play him in tournaments all day long, no problem. Then, the front court guys here, you know, Luke Kornet, 8-7, Thad Young, 9-9, Lauri Markkanen, 11K. All tournament guys, nobody that I'm looking to, like, I have to have. You know, Chris Dunn used to play over there in Minnesota as well, so maybe you want to give him a ride, 10-1. All these guys are tournament plays only. Nobody that I really want to play. There's just other spots that we can really look at here. So, but if you're going to look at someone on Chicago, it's definitely LaVine has the most upside. Everyone else is hit or miss. Let's go over here to the Pacers at Phoenix. 221.5 over under. Indy favored by one. Now, this game just seems like not exciting. Close game. 1-point spread here favored by the Pacers. But I don't know, man. I don't know about you guys, but it just doesn't feel like a game that I just absolutely want to get on here. Aaron Holiday is questionable. So, you know, all that does is just make, you know, TJ McConnell play a few more minutes. But Brogdon at 13K, I guess, is a little interesting. That's a little too cheap. Let's check his price over at FanDuel and DraftKings. He's 6-7 on FanDuel, 7-1 on DraftKings. Yeah, that's a pretty damn cheap price tag. So
if you want to throw a Brogdon in there, I have no problem playing him. It's a bonus of 15K. You know, I don't think you need to go there. No, you know, he needs 45 to get there. Not saying he can't get there. But I just rather play the safety of Brogdon. I think Brogdon's a fine cash play, I guess, when I look at this. But when this full team's healthy, the starting five, I can't play Miles Turner with Sabonis there. He just eats all his rebounds. I don't know. Over on the Suns, what, 8 and 15-9? Again, priced up a bit here, but been playing some heavy minutes. Been doing a little bit of work. Put up a 48. You can put up a 48 burger, a 50, a 59. He's been doing some work lately. Putting up some big minutes, 38, 35, 34. Again, he's priced accordingly here. He's 8-2 on FanDuel, 8-6 on DraftKings. Probably have the most interest on FanDuel. Again, their pricing is so soft. That price is a little expensive for me on fantasy draft here. I would more look at playing him on FanDuel. Where if you're not going to go up to, say, Cat, I would prefer maybe him or Vooch. That's where we're going to be looking at around that price tag. And Ayton will probably be a little less owned over there on FanDuel. But other than that, Booker, 16K, he's priced accordingly. It's not a team I want to go up against. You attack – Indy's really bad against post bigs like Ayton. So a guy, you know, they struggle against those guys, and they struggle against, you know, true point guards that distribute the ball like Rubio. So, but everyone here is priced up accordingly, and you're not getting a whole lot of value here. Not anybody that I think that's going to smash or get close to that 3X mark we're looking for here on fantasy draft. So, for that reason, I don't have a ton of interest outside of, Ayton on FanDuel, but on fantasy draft, I really have no interest in this team at all. Two games left. Let's head over to the Spurs. Going to the Pelicans. Again, this is a 237 over-under. Massive over-under. The Pelicans are favored by 3.5. We get the Zion back. We talked about that. But on the Spurs side of the ball, though, again, pace-up matchup here for the Spurs. Aldridge at 12.5 is ridiculously cheap. No problem playing LMA here. That's just ridiculous price on fantasy draft. DraftKings 6.8, again, way too cheap. FanDuel 7.5, I can get on board with the fade there. One of your power forward slots is probably on FanDuel. It's probably going to be on the other side of the ball with Zion. It's just way too cheap. But 12.5 is way too cheap for LaMarcus Aldridge. DeJounte Murray at 10K. You know, I don't mind going there a little bit. I think you're going to want a piece of this game over here on fantasy draft, and for me, it's LMA. But I would stick to DeMar DeRozan, Aldridge, Murray. I don't have any interest really in any of these other guys on the slate this big. We have enough value with those Denver guys that I don't think you need to go there. But Aldridge 12.5 really sticks out on fantasy draft as a really, really cheap play that I would look at. Over on the Pelican side, we talked about it. It's Zion Day, man. He's going to be playing. 9.6 though on 9.6 on fantasy draft is expensive for a guy that's probably gonna play 20-22 minutes. To me, this is a FanDuel only play. 4,500 on FanDuel, 5K on DraftKings. I think you just kind of, you know, on FanDuel just plug him in at that price. If you're playing cash games, I can even see the fade in tournaments. You know, because like you said, there's gonna be a minutes limit on him. He's not gonna be out there a ton. So if you're playing cash games, I'd probably lock him in. But on tournaments, no problem fading him with the hype train that's going to be on him. And again, on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft at 9,600 and 5K, I think it's just a fade. Really don't want to go there. And he kind of hurts everybody else. We don't know what the team's kind of going to look at usage-wise or, you know, how the team's going to react. But you know, you got to figure it's going to hurt some of Brandon Ingram's usage, and he's 16K. It's not like you're getting him for cheap. Even those 20 minutes, it's going to hurt all these guys. Ball, Drew Holiday. Really excited to see the team play, as in watch the game, but I'm not excited to roster any of these guys to see how Zion plays with those guys. Because like in the summer league, when he played basically like a half a game. It's just he wasn't playing with these guys. So we just don't know. It's a wait and see. And at those prices, I don't think I want to play any of these guys until I can figure it out. Ball 12-6 again with Drew Holiday back. It eats into him. To me, with a team, though, it's going to score 120 points. You kind of think about wanting somebody. And I guess you can look. If Derek Favors does play at 12-4, I guess I might have some interest there. These guys have a 40-burger and a 50-burger. You figure Zion's going to eat up some of that usage. So really hard to peg this team in general. So I think you're just going to, again, play Zion and catch him FanDuel, and then just kind of pick your pieces here in tournaments. But I wouldn't go overly crazy here with not knowing what Zion's going to do this team. So let's move on to the Island Hammer game here. Utah at Golden State, 218.5 over under, with Utah favored by 8. Utah. What are we going to do with Utah? Rudy Gobert, 15-5. Great matchup against Golden State. 113 applied team total for the Jazz here. Rudy should be able to do whatever he wants to against Golden State. Really should. I think he's a fine cash play. He's, you know, 15-5 over here at Fantasy Draft. I don't think there's a ton of meat left on the bone. 10K at FanDuel. It's priced way up. I think he's going to be way under owned. 8-5 on DraftKings will probably have more interest in. But I think there are better plays, even though it's a good matchup for all these guys. You know, Mike Conley's back in the fold. He's been coming off the bench 17, 15 minutes. Mitchell's still been getting there. He's still been seeing it, you know, you see his minutes 31, 31 last two games. But it's tough. You know, he's 14K over here in Fantasy Draft. You know, the matchup is fantastic for all of these guys. FanDuel still has him at 6-2, which is, again, too cheap. They don't raise any prices, apparently, or FanDuel. 7-8 at DraftKings is way too expensive. So, again, Donovan Mitchell's more of a site-specific play at FanDuel, but over at Fantasy Draft, 14K is just way too much. And then it's just – I feel like I want a piece of this team. But I feel like they're all priced accordingly over here at Fantasy Draft. On Fantasy Draft, I don't think I need it. On FanDuel, I kind of like having Mitchell as that hammer play at that price. Probably going to be very popular at that price, but again, it's not like he hasn't been putting up numbers even with Conley back. So more of Mitchell on FanDuel. Over on the Warriors, man, the other night when they set everybody late, god dang. Been nice to know that early, and you could have loaded up on guys like Pascal, Burks, and all these guys when they decided to sit Draymond and crew. So it's, you know, with Golden State here, you know, Evans is the only one that's really questionable. D-Russ at 14-7. This is not a great matchup for them. They only have 105 implied team total. So I don't have a whole lot of interest here at all on Fantasy Draft. I mean, 14-7 is pricey. 7-7 on FanDuel, I like it a little better. But, you know, he's going to be low-owned, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. But that is a price tag that's up there. And again, you know, I have no interest if this whole team's going to play. If we're still going to see Robinson in there, if we're going to see, you know, Draymond Green playing, that kind of takes me off the Burks and Pascal and Lees and all these guys. I don't think on Fantasy Draft especially, I don't think all these prices, you know, would you rather play Lou Williams at 13-6 or would you play Alec Burks at 12-6? You know, I mean, Lou Williams is going to be doing everything for that team with all the guys out. So I would just stay there, man. This is not the best hammer game in the world. I would, again, on FanDuel, yes, I would look at Mitchell. But for being a slate this size, I don't think it's a must or anything. You know, some of the better games are earlier. You know, like I said, that Spurs and Pelicans game could be fun. Definitely a game I'm going to watch. And like I said, LMA is the cheap piece that I'm really looking at. But it's going to be hard to pick that value on the Pelican side, how they're going to, you know, run rotations and usage is going to go to who. So it's kind of a game I just want to feel out. But, yeah, that's about it, man. Again, massive 12-game slate. No freaking rake over here at Fantasy Draft, man. Get up. 30K. Get in this thing. $25, $3K at first. Love the 10% payout for first. I think all GPPs should be like that, a little more flat. lets everybody play a little bit. Not taking your rake will help you play longer. You know, the game gets sharper and sharper the longer we play. And any edge you can have, especially over here at Fantasy Draft, where you're not giving all your money to the site, and that 16% rake in most tournaments will benefit you long term. Guarantee that. Just do the math. So without that, head on over to, again, head on over to DFS Army. We'll be in there. Cheat sheets are going to come up here shortly. Got tiers if you guys are into tiers. We got it all. Let's see someone win this thing. Got some great tournaments out there. Get on Fantasy Draft, FanDuel, DraftKings. Got some really big tournaments, real big 12-game slate. Use that promo code Twitch. Save yourself 20% off. Get in there, man. Let's appreciate you guys. All the love. Deuces.